The Visualizing Disease exhibit, on display at the Lilly Library through December 20th, covers a vast range of pathological illustrations from medical texts, from the 16th century black and white images of the most rare cases to the richly colored images of the 19th century. There are many different kinds of unique and historically important depictions in the exhibit, including one of a patient who died from cholera during a 19th century epidemic in Paris, as well as images of many bone, eye, and skin disorders.
The one of chickenpox with these skin pustules with the different colors and the way in which the three-dimensionality is rendered, they're all very, very striking and to some extent disturbing.
That was Domenico Bertoloni Melli, a professor in the history and philosophy of science at IU and the curator of the exhibit.
Originally, the prints were used for medical purposes. And I think that it's fair to say that they were also seen as artistically striking objects at their time.
Likewise, these illustrations remain relevant in the medical world today.
As several medical friends, medically trained colleagues have pointed out, these images allow one today to see things that one no longer sees in autopsies of patients because the therapies adopted are very different and much more effective than those used at the time.
Each image was carefully and beautifully rendered, usually with a team of artists and medical professionals.
So there were several people involved. So there was the surgeon, physician, then there was the draftsman or watercolorist, and then there would be the engraver. It was necessary to have very close cooperation among all the people involved.
The exhibit also features contemporary artwork based on some of these historical prints by Betsy Stierit, a local artist and the director of the Grunewald Gallery. Her striking artwork of facial tumors and skin lesions highlights the humanity behind such terrible deformities. Like Bertoloni Melli, Stierit was captivated by depictions of physical illness.
It made me curious about how we depict health, how we depict illness. Why are pictures of disease so hard for us to cope with? These pictures and these illustrations and these books are beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeously rendered. They're artistic masterpieces. And the idea of depicting something so horrifying and disgusting in such a beautiful way was an intriguing concept for me. I believe that my interest in these texts really points to the idea of how we learn, how we understand our bodies, how we understand ourselves.
Her work reflects some of the changing artistic depictions of the body from the last 30 years.
There was a lot of interest in the body, depicting the body in contemporary art. There are a lot of well-known artists who really began at that time making objects and paintings and all kinds of things related to the body in a way that had never been approach before. So they were dealing with abjectness. They were dealing with difficulties of the body. It wasn't just about making beautiful things. It was about showing the reality of our corporal existence.
Stierit's paintings, as well as all of the historical images collected by Bertoloni Melli from the Lilly Library collection, are on display in part thanks to a New Frontiers grant from the IU Office of the Vice President for Research. Thanks to Colleen Leahy for her help with this report. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.